Happy Passover, Easter, and everything that that entails. It's the holiest of weeks, and some pretty unholy things have sadly happened both here and off of our shores. The saddest of all, we've really talked a lot about this week, and that's the shootings in Kansas City. So outrageous, so ridiculous, unnecessary, and every single word that you can think of to mix in between. There really are no words that can sum it up, only to say that it should never, ever have happened. A 14-year-old with a promising future in front of him, a good kid by all counts, is simply going to audition with the hopes of getting a scholarship, and he's shot by some crazed 73-year-old man who had an axe to grind, a vendetta, for a very, very long time, and he decided to enact it. Picked him off with a rifle, with a shotgun. Unbelievable. And his grandfather, who moved to be closer to his family, to spend time with his grandkids, driving proudly his grandson to that audition. We've talked about it a lot this week. Very unholy. Very depressing, incredibly, incredibly sad. And the story's not over. They're seeking the death penalty and have enough evidence for a hate crime, and three people were killed. There's also the mother of two who was helping a lot of people, and they just happened to be at these one at a Jewish community center and an assisted living place, a Jewish assisted living place, and all three were not Jewish, which it would have been terrible no matter what, but if that was his idea, the former Ku Klux Klan member, to let his hatred go all the way to the past human boundaries, he missed what he was trying to do. All right, also, too, I think big news, huge news, as a matter of fact, is this. You know, I said this before, the best way I can describe Daryl Issa is the fact that he is the dog with a bone in Congress. And this is one of the big issues he was not going to let go. They've uncovered IRS emails that show Lois Lerner talked to the Department of Justice about pursuing political groups. Because remember, the one thing we kept saying when the story broke is, why can't we just tell us who, you know, who's in charge, who came up with the idea of targeting the groups that had Tea Party on it and denying them or making it so it would be tougher for them to get tax-exempt status. So the emails show that she was talking with them about the status just days before she publicly acknowledged the agency was targeting Tea Party and other organizations. So the emails are now another indication that they may have gone deeper even into the administration, which is not good. So she was the director of the Exempt Organizations Division before retiring last year, and she initially said the targeting was limited to agents working in the IRS Cincinnati field office, but now it's showing that it's much bigger than that. And it was in May of 2013 that she responded to an inquiry about whether tax-exempt groups could be criminally prosecuted for lying about political activity. I have a question. Could I criminally be prosecuted for lying about a political activity? And she didn't use it. You know, it's like when someone tells the story, hey, I have a friend that's really in trouble, and here's what my friend did. What should I tell my friend? You know, when somebody asks for that advice, would they know who the friend is? So you know, the Department of Justice feels like it needs to respond, they say, but they want to talk to the people of the IRS to see whether there's something else, if there's more damage it could do to the IRS program. The damage is so already done to this program. So now these emails, now that they've got these emails, it shows that there was coordination with the other agencies to target conservatives. I mean, there's no way around that, whether you're a Democrat or independent, Republican, whatever. I mean, this is the facts. They have the emails. They have the chain. People just don't realize that, what they're saying in emails, I guess, thinking, well, this will never be revealed. Of course there would be people that would be irate, that they realize as they look around and talk that they're all in the same boat and not getting that tax-exempt status. So it shows the nature, the political nature of the IRS Tea Party targeting and the extent to which they took direction from elected Democrats. And this is what Daryl Issa was all about, that it's part of that body of evidence that shows there was that political squeeze from Dems into targeting people for their political beliefs. You can't do that. And that, like I said, I don't care what initial you decide to hang your hat on. You cannot do that. Because this was about politics. They had to think there would be some blowback on it. That's what, I just don't get the stupidity of it. That's the part I don't get. She knew it. That's why she took the fifth. That's why she pled the fifth the whole way through. And, you know, we just had that contempt thing, too. So it's out there. In another email, besides the one email I just told you about, Lerner discussed with the agency staffers the purpose of an April 9th, 2013 hearing that also suggested that the targeting went beyond the IRS, saying in this email, there are several groups of folks from the Federal Election Commission world that are pushing tax fraud prosecution. The C4s who report they are not conducting political activity when they are, or these folks think they are, she wrote. She said, one of my ex-boss, Larry Noble, who is now president of Americans for Campaign Reform, says this is their latest push to shut down these. One IRS prosecution would make an impact. They wouldn't feel comfortable doing this stuff, so don't be fooled about how this is being articulated. It's all about the 501c4 orgs and political activity. So that was the word all the way along, obviously. And I'll go back to the same thing. They had to know that this was a possibility. I mean, they had to know that this could happen. And why, oh why, did she write those things in the emails? Because now it's purely evidence. But I think it's good because we needed to hear this. We want to hear what it was about. I said that all along. Just tell us where this came from. Who decided who was targeting whom? All right, we've barely scratched the surface. Hang with us. Much more to come on this version of America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Give us a jingle, 855-266-5283. Izzy is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Izzy!
Kate.
Hello.
Let's talk the read and read. The bagel. You want to talk about a serious payoff somewhere? 9,000 acres, appraised value $28 to $36 million, going to a Chinese company for $4.5 million.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you don't get that kind of a sweet deal unless there's a payoff behind closed doors. You just don't.
Yeah, so what is Harry Reid getting for that land that we talked about where they're going to supposedly make some solar panels? Yeah.
Well, his son Rory is the one that got it in motion with Daddy's help, of course. But Reed and all four of his sons have been involved in very crooked behind-the-door deals, every one of them. But here's the deal. I've read all about the court action. But in case people don't realize, up until the federal government got involved, there used to be the common law grazing rights. And that's gone on for time immemorial. Because if it was established you had those grazing rights back at the beginning, you had rights to them today.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah. And here's what the, get this. This is what the, from the Bureau of Land Management's website. The Bureau does not make an annual national count of livestock that graze on BLM managed land, because the numbers changed. That's from their website. So how do they know how to charge anything? And it's true because you raise cows, but you also slaughter cows every year.
Yeah.
And so the count is forever changing. And the average going rate is $1.23 per AUM. That's animal unit per month. And it waxes and wanes with the price of meat, red meat. So there is no actual standard. But what they're doing with the Bundy family, I know everybody says, well, he lost in court. But get this. This is the problem every American should have. When the states were created, they were created within a boundary, and the land inside that boundary belonged to the state. And the federal government could not take it. But when the 1906 Antiquities Act was passed, that's when things started to change. And Carter was the first president to make the biggest land grab, then Clinton, and now Obama. And he has taken the most land of any president ever.
Mm.
So what they're doing out there is just plain crooked, because the Lang Fang or Yang Fang, whatever that company is, wants that land, 9,000 acres of prime grazing land.
Wow.
And if you look at the land, it's a bunch of scrub brush, basically.
Oh, sure.
I've tromped all over the desert in Nevada. I absolutely love it. And more Americans need to stand up to this crap, because everything being done is 100% illegal. They can spout all the laws they want, but it's not backed up by law, nor by Supreme Court decisions. And this little issue here was decided by a Supreme Court decision a long time ago. And yet the federal government has violated it. And Texans and Oklahomans need to be careful, too. There's a land dispute or boundary dispute between the states because the river changed, the river that was the demarcation of between Oklahoma and Texas. So the federal government swoops down on that, and they're actually trying to take land that has been bought and paid for under one of Obama's little tricks, the Omnibus Public Land Management Act.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking just a few thousand, Kate. Since Obama's been in office, there's been over 200 million acres grabbed.
That's crazy.
Over 200 million acres of state's land. The land belongs to the states, technically, but they've tried to pull it under the federal government because why? Well, that's just more control. So people need to really think about it. I applaud everybody that went out there. And, yeah, we probably haven't heard the bulk of this, but all you Nevadans, you should hang your head in shame if you're not going to go for a recall on Harry Reid. He is by far one of the biggest crooks ever to hit the Senate.
I agree. And he's been there forever.
Well, they keep reelecting him because he's got the crooked SEIU. And now Obama with his little pen stroke and all of the Mexicans, the illegals. Oh, my God. People, wake up and do your job as a citizen and as a patriot. Oh, wait, I can't say the word patriot anymore because that makes you an extremist, according to Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, I am a patriot, so people, wake up.
Yeah.
And by God, you better get out to the polls this time.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Izzy, great information. I didn't know some of what Izzy just had to say. I mean, you know, I knew that there was a lot of land that had been taken up by the administration. I know it was quite that amount. And she's right. You know, you got to do something. And the way you do it is with your vote or the pressure when you lean in, when you lean in on the people who represent you, because they don't want to lose those gigs. So you complain, enough people back you up, and you'll be heard. If you don't stand up, Izzy's right about that, then what happens is what happens when you're next in line. And trust me, you know, you always are. There's going to be something that affects you, whatever it is. If it's not the land and grazing rights, it's something to do with health care or something to do with something else that gets you jammed up and you need those people to back you up. And it happens. It happens to everyone at some point in their life when the unthinkable happens, whatever the unthinkable is. I told you about that Colorado couple in the eminent domain and how they fought it and fought it and fought it. And finally, that was it. And they were fighting a local county. They just snapped up their land. And the money they got some money, but it was insignificant, just basically to pay off the lawyers. And this was their land, and it slipped right through their fingers because they finally decided they couldn't afford this anymore. It was killing them. And that's the waiting and wear down game that the bigger federal government, state government, county, whatever, can outlast you. Unless you're a guy like Donald Trump, then absolutely. If he had an eminent domain case, he would just hang with it. But anybody else, they know they're going to drain you, and then finally you can't do it any longer. So guess what happens? Then you have to give in. You don't have to, but you give in because this is it. Everything's blowing up around you. And you're even more furious because of how long you put into it to try to fight. So it is good to pay attention especially to the areas around you and see what is happening. Look for the trail. Just like the trail of emails that we saw with this Lois Lerner. They were there. Eisen knew it. So he kept pursuing it. Like, try to wiggle out of this one. We have flat out emails that nail and attach you to what's being said. Coming up on America Tonight, fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo. We invite Nathan Reeder into the Lair's Den, and we give him a crack at the stories. Also, the tail end of the hour, we needed something light. It's heavy, heavy, heavy on America Tonight, and I could care less about most celebrity gossip type things, but we had a little bit of fun with Kate Meehan at the expense, I think, of Lindsay Lohan and whoever else we were talking about. Now there's a little girl with lots of time on her hands. Seemed like, you know, this is what happens. They start so young, and she was little sweet Hannah Montana, and now she's in the hospital with what? And that's at the tail end of the hour. Stay with us.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
And nuts, shredded, and bingo. It's where we put Nathan Reeder on the spot, get his take on some of the stories that are turning heads or raising eyebrows or just darn interesting. Nathan is also the fact checker on this show, and as I was mentioning, I'm not very much into celebrities, believe it or not, although I pay attention to everything. Kind of like Izzy, I'm just a funnel. and I mean that in a very positive way. Izzy is a smart lady, and she reads and absorbs everything. So I think I'm a pretty smart lady, and I absorb a lot of things, except for when it comes to celebrities. I really don't care. I don't pay attention to celebrity gossip that much. But Nathan does, and Nathan, you have a correction to make.
Oh, I don't really. It's a lot of passive listening, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I promise.
Yeah.
Okay, Lindsay Lohan, that's not the person you were... She was never...
It's Miley Cyrus?
Yes. Yes, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Okay. So that was a mistake. Miley Cyrus is Hannah Montana.
I don't know anything other than that, okay? So don't even try. Don't even.
Sure. He has a subscription to Entertainment Magazine.
Oh, gosh.
People Magazine. When the People Magazine... And I can imagine at GCN People Magazine, it's like sharks. Everybody circles around because they got to read that stuff.
Oh, yeah, we're pushing people down.
Yeah, that's pretty much what people are thinking at GCN. And so There's Nathan flipping it open to read all the gossip. All right, so Kate Meehan, who does know about gossip, will join us at the tail end of the show to talk about that kind of stuff. All right, time now for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
All right, ready, Nathan Reeder?
Sure.
All right, so here we go. This one's pretty... Well, I'm not going to set you up for this. I'm just going to say it, and then you can decide what you think of it. Let's figure out what you think, not what I think. I'll say what I think after we put you on the spot. Okay, so here's this story about a man yawning that upsets the judge. So picture this. You're in a courtroom. You've got the judge, and what happens is Joseph Butler, who was facing grand theft and resisting arrest charges, when he appeared before Broward County Circuit Judge John Hurley Tuesday, was yawning. He could not stop yawning. He crossed his arms. He stood, and they were reading his criminal past. And he kept yawning. And the judge said, I heard you yawn, but don't worry. You won't yawn in jail a minute. Trust me on this one. And then the guy who was yawning said, I don't care, man. I really don't care. That's what he said to the judge. And the judge said, I know this is boring to you and you'd rather be out doing something else, but I can guarantee you won't be stealing anymore after this conversation. Hurley then set Butler's bond at $104,000, ordered him held without bond on three previous grand theft arrests. And he said at the end, so he's going to be staying in jail for a while. So good, maybe he can yawn all he wants while he's over there. So, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It or Bingo?
Shred It. That's just like, yeah, good. He's getting punished for all that stuff, but what does the yawning matter? I mean, it's like him, it's not even like, oh gosh, what was the trial where the kids were just like laughing and just
Oh yeah.
That one would have been, you know, Fruits and Nuts, but this one is Shredded. It's just like, the guy already doesn't care. You already got him. You're going to put him away.
So who cares?
What does it matter? Of course he's yawning. His body is probably exhausted. I mean, I guess I'm probably kind of biased about making assumptions about people yawning and their attention towards you because I'm always yawning.
Because you are yawning, that's why. I love it.
Ugh.
Yeah, I you know what? There is a thing about that. There's a great book. It's called The Four Agreements, and I want to say his name is Don Miguel, who wrote it, and one of the agreements is never assume, because that's exactly what happens. Of course, the judge, that's an ego thing and everything else, and this guy, you know, had, like you said, he was already down with, he was going to jail, he was going to prison for everything he did anyway, so, all right. I think I'll agree with you on that one.
Okay,
how about this one? This was, I dug this up on Fox, and they're talking about, and this is a story a lot of other people are talking about too, by the way, that utility companies in the U.S. are installing smart meters in customers' homes, and they're saying, oh, it's great technology and energy saving, but the meters kind of open up a Pandora's box of privacy concerns, because the smart energy meters read electric or gas usage. It enables a power company to collect detailed usage data on a home or a building, but they also gather personal information too, as well, things that they can get from reading that, things they can decipher, such as watching TV, using a computer, or even how long someone spends cooking. So what is that, Fruits and Nuts, Shredded or Bingo?
I'm kind of going with Bingo, but it's a really, it's a very accepting thing. Bingo. Because, I mean, the second you walk outside your house, you are anything the NSA wants to use, the CIA wants to use, as far as public cameras, satellite images. They're already tapping your internet and your cell phones. I mean, what is a little more like, oh, now you know how many Hot Pockets I ate. Great, great. But, I mean, yeah, it's we'll see what is going to happen with this.
And that is why I'm saying bingo, because some other things are going to meet themselves out other than just the concerns right away.
All right. So, yeah, I don't think it's a I don't like having all that information revealed, but you're right. We live in a world where it's revealed, which means that doesn't mean it's great and we like it and should be accepting of it. We should have civil liberties and we should have, I think we should have a certain right to privacy, but let's be real. That's the deal. Let's be real. Exactly what you said, Nathan. I agree. All right. This one, I'm sorry, folks. You're going to not like this one, but this story is, if I lived in Portland, I wouldn't be happy with this. It reminds me of an episode of Portlandia, which is high sarcasm. But yep. This is real life. Portland officials are preparing to flush millions of gallons of treated water because a young person urinated into a city reservoir. The Water Bureau Administration said that 38 million had to be discarded. There was a 19-year-old who was caught in the act on Wednesday. 3 years ago, the city drained 7.5 million gallon reservoir. The open reservoirs hold water that's already been treated and go directly into the mains for distribution to customers. So the urine actually poses a health risk, or a little health risk, but they don't want customers to think the water's tainted. They say the city has plenty of water to meet demand. Whew, give us some of that water. We are in a drought in Texas. That would not be a good thing. So is this fruits and nuts shredded or bingo?
That is a very unfortunate fruits and nuts, in my opinion. I mean,
what a waste.
Yeah, and you know, it's also a waste because there's got to be some fix around to just retreat that water, you know, but I'm sure it's super expensive and unfortunately cheaper, I mean, more expensive than it is to do it all over again, which, God, that sucks.
It does. It does. Like I said, boy, I'll tell you, in these drought areas, that would not be good. They'd probably be slapping cuffs on him, and there wouldn't be discussing fruits and nuts. It'd be not a good situation for him. But, of course, in Portland, they have water to blow, so it doesn't matter. But it's still going to cost somebody something to just drain it. They've got man hours and everything else, and what a dummy.
Just put a drain on it.
Just do something, exactly. All right, so here you go. It's Selfie Nation. You know that. You're probably taking a million selfies yourself, Nathan.
No.
Vice President Joe Biden really is trying to up that social media game. And on Wednesday night, he posted a selfie with President Obama just hours after he joined Instagram. So he was with the Prez. They were talking about the jobs program. And you know what? He's on Instagram for less than 12 hours. He had more than 20,000 followers at the time of the discovery of the selfie. So what do you think of the Veep taking a selfie with the Prez, jumping on Instagram and posting it?
Instagram, man. Whatever. This is blasé. I mean, they have to do it, and they've been doing it, and so exciting that, you know, grandpas everywhere are figuring out how to use the internet.
That was a great comment. Grandpas everywhere are figuring out how to use the internet.
They are, but it's not new.
All right, so it's not new. Selfies. Who cares about the selfies? All right, and one last one. The world's best pizza is not in Italy. Shocking. It's not in Italy. There was a little contest, and the best pizza is now in officially Australia.
What?
Australia, baby. Judges decided. And this is a big deal in Italy. People from all over the world were there, big famous chefs, and they did a tasting, 600 competitors, and the winners were from Australia.
Is that like is that really like the whole package? I mean, man, I want some of that sauce.
Some of that sauce. So fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
Let's just go with bingo. Let's go with bingo.
Bingo!
Because, man, pizza is an international event.
Oh, pizza's the best. I want some pizza! I want some pizza! Stay with us.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Again is in our virtual green room to chat with us about some celebrity dish. She's the senior writer and editor for Celebrity Dirty Laundry, and she's a leading entertainment. She's got a leading entertainment site with that, CelebrityDirtyLaundry.com. She gets like a gazillion hits, I think, something like that. She's the new I'm Really Cool Perez Hilton, and her work has been featured all over the place. So, what a setup, huh? You gotta love that setup, Kate, right?
That was amazing.
So, Miley Cyrus, what happened to this sweet, cute Hannah Montana? Boy, we're a long way from Hannah Montana. She's in the hospital, she's got an infection, and now they're talking about, is it a sex-related disease? What's the deal with Miley Cyrus?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I mean, maybe after this week she's learned to put her tongue back in her mouth. I don't know. It's sad, though. It's definitely sad. It's a sad situation. They're trying to say that she had an allergic reaction to antibiotics, which, I don't know, you know, a lot of us have had that happen, and it doesn't put you in the hospital for a couple of days. I mean, you usually get a nice hot shot of a steroid, and they send you packing. So there is clearly something more going on. Also, some of the handlers for her Bangers tour have tweeted some interesting things to her producer/boyfriend, calling him a murderer, calling him disgusting. And Miley has retweeted these things. So it's raised a lot of questions. I mean, you know, we're kind of hearing that she was partying extra hard because her dog died about a week or two ago, and the dog was like the last connection that she had to her former boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth. So it was kind of a double thing. You know, she loved the dog, and it also was the last thing that she had left of that relationship. And she's a young girl. She doesn't know how to really deal with this stuff just yet. You know, she hasn't found her way and grown up enough to know, hey, I can get through this stuff, and this is how I do it. She hasn't worked that out yet. She's still too young. So lots of problems there and lots of question marks. And also, there were rumors that maybe she had overdosed, but she was on Twitter really fast. I mean, and there was a selfie taken where she doesn't really look sick. You know, something's definitely going on. She's probably being fed a whole lot of antibiotics to flush something out of her system, but we're not getting the full story.
Yeah, and do you ever really get the full story, though, with Miley Cyrus? Eventually, but not when it first breaks, I don't think.
No, and you know what, it just, you know, what we've heard kind of off the record is that something may have popped up in some tests that she had done, and the instinct from her handlers was to throw her in really quickly and just do some high-powered meds to try to knock whatever it was out of her. And, you know, she's saying she's miserable and doesn't want to be there, and she's also canceling tour dates, and that's a huge loss of cash flow. You know, a lot of money went into booking the dates and getting everything just so, and each one of those dates is worth a ton of money. So they're losing money on this too. So it's not a little thing. And, you know, it takes a lot to be able to stay in a hospital. You're lucky if you get through the door, even if you're half dead, and they don't like to keep you unless they absolutely have to. So, you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions, and we may not get the answers.
Yeah. Of everything that's going around right now, since you're the expert in this, with all the celebrity news, what is the most interesting story, is it besides this one, that you think people are, you know, have been talking about and have been dishing on a little bit?
You know, I think this one has definitely taken up a lot of time. I think Selena Gomez ditching her parents as her managers has also kind of got a lot of play, because there's a lot of gray areas there. You know, it's not always the best thing to have a family member managing you. So from one standpoint, you could kind of see where that's maybe a smart move. But the thing is, we're hearing that she's actually getting ready to sign with Justin Bieber's manager, which puts her more solidly in that camp. And we know that her hanging with Justin has not really helped her career. It's actually kind of sent it going in the other direction. So it's not the brightest move for her.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And you know, if we check your site, and it's CelebrityDirtyLaundry.com, right?
Right, it's CelebDirtyLaundry.com.
Yeah, CelebDirtyLaundry.com. One of the things that I noticed when you click through it, man, you must be doing well, because you got all kinds of advertising, by the way, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's a good thing when a website is profitable. But you got a shot of Lamar Odom, who, you know, I remember from basketball days covering him, but once he met the Kardashians, that was the end of his career. However, you say that he's finding a way back to the NBA alongside the Knicks, which is his hometown team. How about that? I mean, is he going to be playing for them full-time, or he's just kind of trying out at this point? That was funny what you wrote. I think he's trying out, frankly.
I wouldn't say it's a return, because, you know what, he went overseas to play for a hot minute because he kind of had to. You know, the NBA wasn't looking to sign him on, at least not for this season. However, if he's actually clean, and I think stepping away from the Kardashian machine is probably the best thing that he could have done to get himself on track too. You know, he's proven that he can play. He's been in the NBA for years, so it's not beyond a possibility that they would take him back and that they would re-sign him, but obviously they need to feel that he's proven himself and proven that he can handle the job again.
Yeah, for all the people listening to us out there in those nooks and crannies, you know, there's that whole thing about plastic surgery, and it's just a given, I guess. You have to look like you're 20 years old when you're in music, or when you're in television, or when you're in movies. And you have a thing about Jennifer Lopez having more plastic surgery. Is that true?
Have you looked at her?
I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
She doesn't look bad. She's not like Olivia Newton-John or Meg Ryan bad, where you kind of turn your head sideways and try to figure out if it's who you think it is. It's not like that yet. But she is starting to look different. You know, you can always tell when they've started to go a little too far, because they suddenly don't look quite right anymore. And I think that's the case with her. And it's a shame. You know, we see so many of the celebrities, they hit their 40s, and they have that pressure to turn back that clock and to do whatever it takes. And then on the flip side, you'll see women like maybe Julianne Moore or, you know, some that have decided to go the more graceful route. And it does work. You know, the pressure is there, but it doesn't always need to be. If the talent is there, too, they do still work.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to go all natural. Is that what you're going to do?
Absolutely.
Forget that. I don't want any knife near my face anyway. I'm too afraid. All right, speaking of the knife thing, Bruce Jenner, this was an Olympic stud. Is he now a woman?
Oh, you know, when I first saw this, I thought it was like the biggest joke that could possibly come out of the Kardashian family. I thought there was just no way, you know, but as the last couple months have rolled on, it's kind of hard to deny that something really is going on there. I mean, he went through the obvious things with growing the hair, and he likes his French manicures, and the old lady coral lipstick seems to be popular in his mind. And, okay, we can get past these things, though, but the thing is, he did shave his Adam's apple, and he is taking female hormones. And those aren't things that you do. You don't do that halfway. You don't do those things and then not go the rest of the way because, I mean, think about it. That leaves you stuck kind of half chick, half guy. So
yeah.
The logic is he really must be getting ready to go through with this. We actually had heard that Kim had begged him not to do it until after the wedding because he is contracted in with E! Network to still walk her down the aisle, and she wanted her stepfather to do that. So I'm not sure if that's actually the plan, that he really is waiting to go through with that. But from everything I've heard, you know, he's aligned himself with some other transgendered icons and people he's really looked up to, and it just looks like it's really real. You know, it's hard to kind of say that it's not when all of these pieces are kind of coming together here.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got to mention this one because it's all about Boston Strong. The marathon's coming up, and the Wahlberg family. I've talked to a couple of them. Donnie Wahlberg I've talked to in the past. How about that? Getting engaged to Jenny McCarthy. That's pretty big news, isn't it?
They seem like a really good couple.
They do.
I've seen a few interviews with them together, and we haven't actually had anything with either of them since, you know, no interviews with them in the last year since they've gotten together, but they really did seem to click right from the jump. And if you've seen them sitting down together for any interviews or if you've seen any of the sound bites, they really do seem to complement each other well, and they kind of seem like puzzle pieces. So you can't help but be happy for them.
Yeah, I agree with that. When you decide, when you're laying out your stories, how do you decide? You start to see where, I mean, people always want to, as much as people want to bag on the Kardashians, they still have a fascination with them, right?
At this point, you know, it's a fascination of the demise of them. That's what it is. It really is. If it's some happy thing, there's no hits. If it's something unraveling, that will get the views for sure.
All right. And I think next, you and I have to team up. We've got to do a dirty laundry politician site. Let me tell you, it would blow everybody away. Of course, then we'd be more upset than ever if we're talking about what's happened in the United States. So maybe that's not a good thing. Maybe better not touch that third wire. All right. The Divine Miss M, Katie K, thanks so much. Go to Celebrity Laundry, Dirty Laundry, CelebDirtyLaundry.com. It's a really fun, entertaining site. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Venerable música nacional, celebridad total, las puertas de Alcalá.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.